T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Everyone here at Senior Radio Buffalo is in a great mood because now it's time to introduce you to the man who is going to motivate you and inspire you to celebrate your life. Ladies and gentlemen, Western New York senior fitness guru, the one, the only, Mr. Fitness.
Hi, I'm really excited. You know, it seems to me that Senior Radio Buffalo is becoming more popular than ever. No matter where I go, people come up to me and say, "We hear you every Saturday morning on Senior Radio Buffalo."
Mr. Fitness, do you want to hear something really exciting?
Okay, this better be good.
Mr. Fitness, Senior Radio Buffalo's getting bigger and better. Stay tuned.
WBEN First Alert forecast calls for rather cold this morning, though warming up through the afternoon with the high temperature near 30 degrees late. Otherwise, limited sunshine today with a few snow showers. Tonight will remain mostly cloudy. Temperatures gradually rise through the night into the upper 30s prior to dawn. Looking much milder for Sunday as the high gets back to 44. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a few flurries late and overnight, accumulating a general coating. And by Monday, turning out dry with some sunshine, the high 37. With the WBEN First Alert forecast, I'm meteorologist Adam Sadbury.
Thanks, Adam. Right now it's cloudy and 13 degrees in Buffalo.
The following is paid programming.
Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
You are back with us here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Linda Pellegrino here with you. This is my new home, by the way, and we love it that you're listening to WBEN so much, or you're listening to us through the Odyssey app, and that way you can take us with you no matter where you go. You can still listen to WBEN and their weekend programming as well. Well, here's a fun science fact of the day. While adult gray wolves are able to survive on their own after leaving their birth packs, they're highly social creatures. Once they do find a partner, they often mate for life. And when they have a litter, the whole pack helps care for them. Young wolves typically stay with their parents for a few years before moving out and starting their own pack. Humans, we're a little different. Sometimes we can have kids with us forever before they move on, but that's okay. We love them, right? Love them like family. Anyway, we're here to talk about you this morning. We're talking about your health. We're in a new year, and if you have neuropathy that's weighing you down, you have pain in your extremities, in your feet, in your legs, in your back, let me tell you, there is wonderful treatment for this. You don't have to live in pain any longer. Why? Because we have Dr. Stephen Novelli here in Western New York, and only in Western New York. We are so thrilled that Dr. Stephen Novelli, the owner of the Novelli Wellness Center, home of the Disc, Knee, and Laser Centers of America in Orchard Park. On this morning's show, he's going to be discussing how he can help with your neuropathy, and we're going to meet a patient and her daughter who's been doing super well, okay, and living with a whole lot less foot pain and how that has changed their lives. So good morning, everybody. Nice to have you here. Dr. Novelli, this
good
is it's so cool to have you here. You help so many people every day because neuropathy is kind of an umbrella term. It means nerve pain, and that, for different people, means different things.
Sure, and it's interesting because a headache could be neuropathy, or foot pain could be neuropathy. So a disease that can affect multiple body parts in your body is kind of like a mystery disease, right? And it takes sometimes a team of doctors to figure out what's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So in our office, you know, I meet with everybody. They come in, they meet with me, we figure out what's going on, what exactly, and I might need to call their primary care doctor. We might need to call their neurologist or even their endocrinologist because they might have diabetes.
Mm.
Or they might have a spine surgeon because they might have a back problem. Or they might have a headache doctor. So it's neurology is an interesting thing because mm-hmm. it affects every square inch of your body. And it all comes down to nerves. And really interestingly, on the surface of a nerve is blood supply, right? So blood vessels like capillaries mm-hmm. and arteries and veins, right? Those are the blood supply to the nerves. And nerves, just like every other part of the body, they need to breathe oxygen. Just like your heart needs oxygen or your brain needs oxygen, your nerves need oxygen. So when a disease attacks the nerves, it actually attacks the blood vessels in many cases. And so the repair process is all built upon how do we restore blood back to the nerve? And that really starts with what kind of nerve damage do you have?
Mm-hmm.
There's five main kinds of nerve damage. Commonly, people think of sciatica, right? A pinched nerve in their back. That's neuropathy. Another common term is diabetic neuropathy, where the feet burn, tingle, go numb perhaps. That's the blood sugar attacking the blood vessels on the surface of the nerve. So we're kind of going deep here. But I really wanted to give everybody a quick analogy,
mm-hmm.
right? Just to kind of help everyone understand what is neuropathy, right? So if everybody looks at their arm and they see their skin, they see their hair, that's like the nerve,
mm-hmm.
right? And your shirt sleeve or your jacket over the surface of your nerve, that's like your blood vessels. They cover the nerve. It's like a protective coating, a
sure.
blood supply. And that's how the nutrients, that's how the oxygen, the vitamins, that's how the nerves live, is they need blood supply. So any neuropathy, it's going to interfere with that blood supply.
Okay. Now, what we're talking about are people finding you. And our next guest found you, heard about you, and went to your Tuesday night seminar. You have a free neuropathy assessment every Tuesday night at 6:30. And folks, you are welcome to go. It is absolutely free. And just let me give you the number in case you want to call right now. 716-45-SPINE. That's 716-457-7463. It's easier to remember 716-45-SPINE. We have Judy Page and Amy Lester who are here. Amy is Judy's daughter. And Amy, you've been taking care of mom for quite a while, but for the last 4 months, your mom Judy has been a patient of Dr. Novelli, and you started out by going to this free seminar and thinking probably what everybody else thought too. How's this really going to help me? What is this really going to be about? Dr. Novelli is a chiropractor. My mom doesn't need chiropractic. And then you went to that seminar, and what happened?
It was amazing. It was not a sales pitch like I thought it was going to be. They were actually real people. Dr. Novelli was the speaker. His nurses were there doing treatments during the seminar live so that we could see that it was actually happening. My mom went and got a treatment, her first treatment, and she had no pain for 24 hours. Now, my mom has been in pain for over 15 years. No feeling in her feet, couldn't walk, bedridden. And for me to see her in the first 24 hours with no pain was absolutely just amazing.
Brings you to tears.
It
have happiness.
It does. I mean, I could break down right now because my mom is a whole different person. And I have my mom back.
And Judy and Amy, we were talking too about the fact that when your mom goes to a traditional doctor, I mean, everybody tries to help, but basically they kind of categorize it as, well, it's depression. Here's another pill. Okay.
Another pill or another stimulator in her back. She's got two in her back. She's been on so many medications. Thinking it's depression. It's not depression. Her foot. Mm-hmm. It's neuropathy and pushing all this stuff. And it's not, that's not the answer. Mm-hmm. Dr. Novelli actually is the answer.
And you can waste a lot of time and a lot of money. And it's not the right thing. And Dr. Novelli, you heard this for years. It's a shame that people unfortunately find you later, you know, rather than sooner. And that's what we're here to talk about. Find Dr. Novelli sooner by going to one of his Tuesday night free neuropathy assessment seminars at 6:30. And doctor, why do you think traditional medicine shies away from dealing with this the way you do?
Sure. Well, when you go to a doctor, there's usually two answers. They say, you're just getting older, you're going to have to live with it, or here's a medication. The most common medication is gabapentin. It's also known as Neurontin, and it's used for neuropathy. However, it's not FDA approved for neuropathy. Mm. So it's called off-label, and a lot of doctors use medications off-label. That's legal, that's ethical, they're allowed to. However, it's not FDA approved for that. It's not designed for that. Mm. It's designed for seizure conditions, it's designed for a couple of the really rare conditions, but it's not designed for neuropathy, especially not related to diabetes or spinal conditions, Judy, like to your point that that you dealt with. Mm-hmm. So people are taking medication for something it was never designed for, and most of them tell me it didn't work for
them. Of course, right, because like you say, that's not it. Right. It's like you're trying to treat something with this when that's not going to help you.
And I don't blame physicians for that. They're trained, you know, to help people with medication, and that's their specialty. There's other doctors who specialize in using technology, cutting-edge, safe, FDA-approved technology. That's what we do.
And that's what you do. And Judy and Amy, that's what you have discovered. And also, we do want to drop this in, too, that insurance wasn't a problem for you, right? Because most insurances will cover your treatments. And then, Amy, you found that you can get almost supplemental just in case yours doesn't.
Well, if the insurance doesn't approve it, Dr. Novelli's office is very, very good at working with you to make it happen so you can still go to his office.
That's great. And what's your mom's program like now? How often does she see Dr. Novelli?
Right now she's seeing him twice a week.
Twice a week. Mm-hmm. And the fact is that you're here, Judy, and you walked into the studio is testament to how well you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
And you're saying, Amy, that, you know, she's up, she's walking, but you're not done yet. Not until she can dance.
That's right. I am not done yet.
Yeah.
Huge on research, huge on neuropathy.
That's fantastic. And she's smiling, and you're walking, and that's great. And it's the first time in years and years you've literally been out of pain. So we're going to keep this therapy going. And Dr. Novelli, that's what it's all about. It's quality of life. And that's why you're gratified and you love what you do.
Right. And to watch a woman who's been disabled as a result of this disease that's attacked her nerves, right? Mm-hmm. For years, for over a decade, regain her life in just a very short period of time. With one first visit, Judy had improvement.
Yes.
And then each time she came, it continued to improve. So for people out there feeling like they have no hope, feeling like this is it for them, and they don't know if there's a next step.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to have to sit home on the couch the rest of their life. I'm telling you, there is hope.
There is
we
hope.
We do it every Tuesday. At 6:30 p.m., come in, get a free treatment, because the proof is in the results, right?
Absolutely.
And most people who come in, they see immediate improvement, and then you can decide, is this the right thing? But you owe it to yourself. You know, you
Absolutely.
Deserve to have a different a quality of life that you control.
Yes, folks, if you've been taking pills for something like neuropathy and you're not getting any results, well, of course not, because that's really not what that pill is intended for. But however, Dr. Stephen Novelli has the equipment, the cutting-edge equipment, to help you overcome neuropathy. And Judy Page here is a walking example of being a very, very happy patient for Dr. Novelli. And we want to tell people that It's available for you, too. If you are in the sound of our voice, those Tuesday night free neuropathy assessments are for you. It's 6:30. All you have to do, though, is make an appointment. So go ahead and give a call to Dr. Novelli's office at 716-45-SPINE, 716-45-SPINE, or 716-457-7463. And Dr. Novelli, people are welcome to come on in. They're going to learn more about their condition than they probably ever knew before. All they know is that they're in pain and they can't feel anything anymore.
Right. Education, I think, is, Linda, to your point, is the most important thing. If we can understand a disease, we can treat it effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So when you come in, we're going to analyze the neuropathy. We have high-tech ways to analyze it, digital computerized analysis. Then we go down the hall and we actually treat it. We give free complimentary treatments every Tuesday night. It's about a $300 treatment, absolutely free. And we're going to let you guys try it for free. See if it's right for you. And if you like it and you're a candidate for our treatments, great. Come back in. But we don't want people to be confused mm-hmm. about neuropathy. So we want to educate them. We want to have the opportunity to meet with them, examine them, give them a proper diagnosis. So we'll do that. And so all you need to do is just give the office a call and we'll set up an appointment. And we'll see you next week.
There you go. Well said. NovelliWellness.com, 716-45-SPINE, 716-45-SPINE. Call today. You've got nothing to lose but that nagging pain.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Andrews Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff. Don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrews Estate Service, we'll empty out your house for you.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
I'm Linda Pellegrino, back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. I'm so excited. We're going to be moving right on till 1 o'clock by February 1st. Isn't that exciting? Yeah, that's because you have spoken, we have answered, and we're thrilled to be here on WBEN. It's fantastic. Hey, listen, here's a fun fact of the day. I did not know this. Male platypuses have a hollow spur on each hind leg that's connected to a venom-secreting gland. While their venom is lethal, there have been no reported deaths from platypus stings. Thank goodness. I did not know platypuses were venomous, but it's also nice to know they don't really use it that much, so I don't think there's very many around anymore. But anyway, they're kind of cute. Hey, listen, everybody. We're happy to be speaking with Sally Steyer from the Clarity Group. Sally and her incredible agents over at the Clarity Group. There are four locations. Very, very busy during open enrollment for Medicare. Chances are you went to Sally or some one of her staff, and you are set now for Medicare. But we have a new group that's turning 65 every year. And by all means, if you want to go in and learn a little bit about what Medicare can offer you, this would be a super time to do it and get to know the wonderful people at Clarity Group, because once you make that connection, they're there for you for life, not like an 800 number where they just stop advertising. No, these folks know you. They're going to know what your needs are, what your prescription needs are. They know who your doctors are, your hospitals, and they can help match you up with the right plan no matter what company, okay? So good morning, Sally. Congratulations with the success of Clarity Group, and it's great to have you here in studio.
Thank you, Linda. I love your fun facts.
Oh, thank you. Platypuses today.
Platypuses. Yes, who would have thought?
That's a fun word, platypus. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Hey, Sally, four locations now. Transit Road, McKinley Mall, Boulevard Mall, and now Batavia. But you know, you could be growing still, because thousands and thousands of people have come to Clarity Group to get clarity on their Medicare choice.
That's right. We have helped so many people. It has been very gratifying to know that we've helped so many people understand Medicare and feel confident that they've got the coverage that's best for them. You know, it is, you know, I love what we do, as do everybody else in our company. It's been really a great 6 years so far that we've been doing this.
And like your doctor or your insurance agent, people will have your number at hand. And if they have a question about a prescription, they have a question about their new benefits, all they have to do is pick up the phone and call you, because Clarity Group is there for you. And you're going to get an answer a lot faster than you would maybe calling the back of the card.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so much easier when you have your own personal representative that you can call. You know, they can just say, you know, hey, Sally, it's Linda calling. I don't have to say, how do you spell your last name?
Yes.
What's your date of birth?
What's your zip code?
Yeah, let me look you up. Let me see if I can find you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to know who you are and, you know, have your information right there where I can help you out. So it is just nice having that personal relationship. And so many of our customers are like family now.
Mm-hmm.
They come in year after year. We see them. It's been great. It's always sad if we lose one of them. But, you know, it's been good. And it's nice that we've been able to, you know, recruit such a great group of people to do this too.
Right. In fact, that recruiting is going on. So, folks, if you're in this kind of work and you're looking for a better business to be involved with, Clarity Group may be looking for you. Just saying. Okay.
Just saying. Right. You never know.
You never know. Hey, Sally, you also have these great courses that people can come in and get a little information on, called Medicare 101. So
yes,
People know kind of what's coming up for them.
Exactly. So if you're born in 1958, that means you're turning 65 this year. It's time to give us a call. And we'll meet with you one-on-one, but we also hold what we call our Medicare with Clarity / Medicare 101 sessions, where it's more of a group setting where we do a more formal presentation, and we'll go over everything related to Medicare. We'll start with, what is Medicare?
Mm-hmm.
Some people don't even know what Medicare
or
is.
Or like me, thought it was free.
Right, exactly.
Sorry, I did.
Exactly. So we'll explain that to you, what the costs involved with Medicare are, when you should enroll in it, if you can delay it, if you're still working. Some people can, mm-hmm. Some people can't. We'll explain any penalties that could be involved. And then we also talk about your time frames, when you can enroll in a plan, when you can change your plan, and the many different types of plans available. Because a lot of people don't even realize that there's a difference between a Medicare Advantage plan and a Medicare Supplement plan.
Right.
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 So we're going to go over all of
mm-hmm.
those things for you.
They literally walk you through it, everybody. And you're going to come out of that one session just knowing so much more. You don't have to take the plan your spouse has. There's a lot of misnomers when it comes to Medicare. They'll explain the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. And you may have seen Clarity come out into the community, because you'll go to businesses and talk to people. You'll go to senior centers and speak to people and kind of give your 101 course out there.
We do. So we'll take our show on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we do go to a lot of senior centers, a lot of senior apartment buildings. We've been in libraries, different places. And we're happy to do that. whether it's just to be there to answer questions or to do one of these presentations. So for any businesses that might be listening, if you have, you know, people that are starting to think about retirement, we'll be happy to come and do this presentation for you right at your office for all your employers.
And a lot of people make the mistake of making a Medicare choice kind of haphazardly or quickly. You really do need about an hour of education to understand what's being offered and what your choices are, because this is now going to follow you, you know, for the next year. So you want to make sure if prescriptions are very important to you, that may be one plan. And it may not be the one you're familiar with, but it may be one that certainly Clarity is familiar with, and they can really steer you in the right direction.
Yes, that's what we try to do is we always check everyone's prescriptions, because you can't always assume that, you know, my prescription's a tier one, that means it's a tier one with every company.
Right.
It may not be. Each company has an individual formulary. You might be taking something that's not as common, and not every company carries it. So you want to make sure that you get all your prescriptions. You also want to make sure that you can see all the doctors that you want, as well as getting all those great extra benefits, whether it's dental, vision, hearing aids, money back in your Social Security check. You know, there's so many different things that you can get in a Medicare Advantage plan.
Exactly. You know, I learned at my last appointment with Clarity that if I got my certain prescriptions with a different pharmacy, they were all practically free. I mean, it was amazing. I did not know that. I mean, that can saving those dollars makes a big difference for people on a budget.
Oh, absolutely, because most companies do have what they call preferred pharmacies and standard pharmacies, where their preferred pharmacies are going to give you, you know, better pricing on your prescriptions. Most of the companies offer mail order programs, too, that can save you a lot of money.
Absolutely.
So we always encourage people to check out those options.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure what your company offers, you know, that's what we're here for. Give us a call.
Clarity Group is Western New York, folks. And, you know, not a lot of other cities have this. Clarity Group works absolutely complimentary to you. You go ahead, make an appointment with Clarity Group. You sit down with them. They'll help you go ahead and pick that Medicare plan for you. You pay them nothing, okay? It's absolutely complimentary. So for those important decisions, you really want to have an expert right there, not on the end of a 1-800 number, whether it's a Medicare plan review, discussing any changes, presenting all of the available Medicare plan options. And then when you're ready, they can help you with the enrollment. They can help identify eligibility for extra help with prescription. Those kinds of things are huge. When it comes to original Medicare, know the difference between Medicare Advantage plans, Medicare supplemental insurance, Medicare prescription drug plans, so much more, including Medicaid, Sally. And there's a difference between Medicare and Medicaid, and you can talk to people because that can change sometimes every year.
It can. So in 2023, the income limits for many of these programs went up significantly. So I know we've had people that were maybe on the borderline not qualifying for something. Check again, because the income qualifications have increased. So you may be able to get more assistance than you thought you could. So we're here to check that for you. We work very well with all these other programs. So whether it's, you know, Medicaid or something called the Medicare Savings Program that helps you with your Part B premium, even New York State's EPIC program, we're here to help you with all of those things.
And they're open all year. They don't close up shop because it's not an open enrollment period. Clarity Group, give them a call today, 716-393-3437. Again, that's 716-393-3437. Say, hey, I just heard Sally Steyer on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
We're from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. With bitter cold continuing through at least the first half of the day, Buffalo is opening up warming centers. They are at Delavan Grider Community Center, Edward Saunders Community Center, Gloria J. Parks Community Center, Hope House, JFK Community Center, Pratt Willard Community Center, and William Emsley YMCA. A Chautauqua County man will spend up to 150 years to life in prison after being found guilty of sexually assaulting five children. Dustin Post is already serving a federal term. Sentencing on the state charges is set for April 10th. Winterfest returns to Chestnut Ridge Park in Orchard Park tomorrow. Ed Leek expects a big turnout.
If Santa Land back in December was any indication, they were chomping at the bit to come back. We had several thousand family members there that day between 10 and 6. So we're anticipating Winterfest to be equally supported by the community. And we've also found that out just with the Town of Orchard Park Recreation Department. All our programs tend to have wait lists, and the demand is there, and the families have been really supporting activities.
Winterfest runs from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Coming up, we have a very special announcement. But right now, here's Mr. Fitness.
Hi, this is Richard Durwald, Mr. Fitness. You know, we are living longer and healthier today than at any other time in recorded history. You know, there's many reasons for this, but one of the main reasons is that we have more information today than at any other time in history. Information on how to make our lives better. Information, education, and personal motivation best describe the content of this show, Senior Radio Buffalo.
As promised earlier, now it's time for our big announcement. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio Buffalo has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Every week, we're meeting with local experts who are qualified to bring vital information that's relevant to your life. And beginning in February, tune in every Saturday morning at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo. It's bigger and better because our broadcast is being expanded to benefit the thousands of our listeners who depend on this show to enrich their lives. Starting in February 2023, we will be broadcasting an additional hour from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
That is absolutely incredible. And as we say on Senior Radio Buffalo,
the best is yet to come. The best is yet to come.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey again, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. You know, we're getting into that warm time of the year, and that's a good thing, except for one thing. It's bug season. You noticing bugs everywhere? I'm pretty tolerant. I actually pick them up and take them outside, except for ants. I found an ant in my kitchen and freaked out. But, you know, it's funny because I was reading this article, and I didn't feel so bad. Fossil hunters in northern England discovered a unique sandstone that had fallen from a cliff and cracked open to reveal a fossil so large it required four people to carry it back to the laboratory. Even more shocking was that it contained a fossil of an anthropod, a 326 million year old millipede. And this was no ordinary bug. It was 8 feet long, 22 inches wide, and 110 pounds. That means it was as big as a car, if you were to lay it out. The giant millipede supplants ancient sea scorpions as the largest bug ever to live on Earth, a nightmare sure to haunt the dreams of any exterminator. So I didn't feel so bad about my one ant in the kitchen. Anyway, folks, you know, it's funny because we talk about a lot of serious stuff on Senior Radio. And we were talking to Roxanne Sorensen earlier, and we were talking about the fact that what people fear about getting older is a loss of control over their lives, a loss of independence. And we were saying that between her business, Elder Care Solutions, and what the Stamm family specializes in,
is you keeping control of your life. And there's no better way to do that than to listen to them when they talk about the basic three. And that's your power of attorney, your will, and your healthcare proxy. If you don't have those three things going for you, you will have no control over what happens to you down the road. And that's the biggest fear with getting older. So let's welcome in Brad Stamm, Brian Stamm, and Amanda Townsend, all experts when it comes to these subjects with the Stamm Law Firm. Hello, everybody. How are you?
Hi, Linda. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good. But it's true, isn't it? A lot of people just, you know, don't want to deal with this. And yet, they're scared to death to lose control if they get older.
Linda, you couldn't be more correct. In fact, my brother and I, in some of our advertising, we mention that exactly. If you don't have even the basic documents, hence where we got the basic three from, and you don't have the ability to name who you want to be your power of attorney or your healthcare proxy agent, or even what's going to happen in your will, other people that you may not want will be making those decisions. And it could be a court, it can be the state of New York, it can be a lot of people that nobody wants involved in their business. So absolutely correct. When we started telling people about the basic three, boy, many years ago now, it's truly the cornerstone of estate planning from the simplest on up, because these three documents are the documents everybody should have. Now, yes, there are people that come in the door that need trusts, whether they be complex trusts or simple trusts, irrevocable, revocable, whatever. There's a lot of people that come in that want to do things with their houses that are, you know, life estate deeds or what have you. But the basic three, the power of attorney, the healthcare proxy, and the will, are absolutely essential for every person. If you're young, it's essential because when you have children, you get to name your guardians. You get to name your trustees of the child trust. As you get older, you get to be in control of who's going to make those decisions. I mean, think of how important a healthcare decision is if you're incapacitated and you have a team of doctors and staff looking at somebody saying, what should we do? Think of how awesome that responsibility is. That's why it is so important. The word control, Linda, you couldn't have started off better.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you brought up a good point, too. Your healthcare proxy. I mean, yeah, there are times where you may be sick enough not to be able to make decisions for yourself. But that could be temporary. You could get well. Nobody's saying that you need the healthcare proxy because you're always going to die. You could come out of that coma. You could get well to find out someone has made decisions that you didn't even want making decisions for you on behalf of you. That's very scary.
Well, and that's what you're saying about the word control. You're controlling your own decisions even when you're unable to make a decision. You're controlling who are the people that can make that decision in your time of need. And my brother's right, Linda. Every person above the age of 18 needs these documents. Do you know that we have kids going to college and our children sign healthcare proxies before they go?
Yeah, it makes sense. It really, really does.
Because what if they're in a school in Ohio or in Pennsylvania and something happened to them and they're in a hospital and a decision has to be made? The doctors may say, well, do we have a healthcare proxy allowing you to talk to us? Because with today's HIPAA laws,
right,
and the other healthcare laws, it's not easy for a parent or a spouse just to start talking to doctors. They want something in writing.
That is so true. And it is so true. And it's just so important to keep that control and to make sure that those are your wishes. Same with power of attorney and same as your will. And for people to kind of go through life thinking, well, this will never happen to me, or this will just all go to my kids. You are kidding yourself. That is not the way the law works.
You're right about that, Linda. And I would always tell my clients that the power of attorney itself is one of the most important documents you could ever have, even at any age, because, like you said, you keep that control by designating an individual to help you with your affairs in the event that you cannot. And if you don't have that in place ahead of time, then your family is left with the very complex task of, you know, petitioning the court for a guardian to be appointed. And that's something that can be avoided so easily by handling these things now.
Absolutely. Now, that's Amanda Townsend you're hearing with Brad and Brian Stamm. We're speaking with the experts from Stamm Law Firm, 631-5767, stammlaw.com, with offices in Williamsville and Clarence. And also, folks, we might have people who are in denial saying, I don't have an estate big enough for a power of attorney and a will. But that's really besides the point. Because, as we say, you lose all control of everything if you don't have these simple documents in place.
And that's also correct, Linda. Coming to us now can avoid so many problems later in life. I also handle the estate administration in the office, and so I typically meet with families after someone has passed. And no matter how big or small your estate is, it's important to, you know, look at your assets while you can, while you're living. Try to set them up so that your family does not have a mess after you're passed. And it's something that we do with our clients every day.
Yes, you do. You did it for me. I can tell you I'm a very happy client. Let me ask you this. If someone has a will in place previously, and now their circumstances have changed, their benefactors have changed, everything has changed, and they need to update this, but they did this will or this power of attorney with another agency, can they come to you and have this revised?
Linda, absolutely. You can. We can do a new will, update a will. We see a lot of people that have that exact request. We need to update this will. This was from 25 years ago. Our kids were all little, et cetera, et cetera. Absolutely, we update it. Pretty simple. We go through the process. We make sure everything's covered. We want it to be as complete and as thorough as possible. And then we have them sign an authorization that allows us to get their prior will, because one of the most important things at that stage is to make sure that prior will gets destroyed, because the new will is going to supersede that old will. And we have regulations we have to follow to make sure that that prior will is no longer around. So, yeah, it's an easy thing. You know, the nice thing about wills, you're not signing anything irrevocable. You are in control. Again, this is the theme that we're talking about. You are in control. You can come in. You can make changes to your will. It's it can be as simple or as complex as you want. And, of course, that's going to depend on the situation that the family's in.
Now, let me ask this, and I hope this doesn't sound like a silly question, but once I sign my will with you or my power of attorney or my health care proxy, what happens to that paperwork? Does it get filed somewhere?
That's a great question, Linda. Actually, the wills that we have signed and witnessed are sent down to the surrogate court's clerk's office for filing. So they're always on file at the public office downtown. We keep copies. We always give our clients copies. The powers of attorney and the healthcare proxies are not filed. We keep those with us. We give originals to the clients. But what we advise them to do is take them to their banks, take them to their financial advisor. The healthcare proxy, give to your primary care physician. If there's another physician you regularly see, if you're going in for surgery, these are the things you bring with you. For example, I just had one today where they signed his healthcare proxy. On Monday, he went to the hospital 2 days ago, and they said, do you have a healthcare proxy? And he's like, well, actually, I'm going to be signing one on Wednesday. So, you know, it's because hospitals need those documents on file before they have a surgery or any other consult. So it's nice when you have it done, you bring it with you, and you hand it right over to them.
Now, let me ask another question, a practical question. What if something were to happen to me tomorrow, God forbid, and now my husband has to deal with it afterwards, my death? Does he contact you about the will and the power of attorney and all of that? How does that work once someone passes?
Yes, Linda, they should definitely call our office. That's something that I help families through, whether we need to probate a will or not. We walk you through each step and definitely step in to help families during a difficult time.
Linda, just let me clarify for the listeners, because this is really important, and this is how we describe it to the clients when we're meeting with them. The power of attorney and the healthcare proxy are what we call living documents, because they die when the person dies. But they're so important while you're alive. That's what we're trying to stress to everybody, is these are the documents that help you while you're living. And if you're incapacitated, you're in a coma at ECMC or Buffalo General, these are the things that allow your life to continue through your agents. So important, especially the financial stuff, whether it be investments, what have you. You can't just have those sit idle. Too dangerous, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you pass away, that's when the will takes over. And that's why the three of these are documents that we take very seriously when we're doing a plan for people to make sure that everything is in order and complete.
Well, we have to leave it right there because we're out of time, but we'll be talking about this again in the near future. I'm speaking with Brad and Brian Stamm and Amanda Townsend, all of the Stamm Law Firm. If you need them, folks, I guarantee you're going to get the answers that you need at 631-5767, stammlaw.com. These are the folks I go to. I trust them, and you should too. They're right off. Their offices are right in Williamsville and Clarence. And tell everybody you heard them on Senior Radio Buffalo.
Live, local, Buffalo. All day long. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Western New Yorkers deserve more from their health insurance. And at Univera Healthcare, we're here to make it happen. You can count on us to deliver plans for all stages of life, with the benefits you care about and coverage you can afford. Because to us, the best way to show that we're truly a part of this community is to work hard every day to help cover our neighbors who call it home. Visit theuniveradifference.com to connect with our local experts and learn more.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. After over 7 years on the air, Senior Radio has become the number one resource for our active senior and caregiver community. Each week, we're working hard to meet with local experts and bring vital information relevant to your life. Senior Radio is expanding starting February 2023, and we will be broadcasting an additional hour from noon to 1 p.m. Tune in every Saturday morning starting at 11 to hear the bigger and better Senior Radio Buffalo.
Hi, everyone. Linda Pellegrino with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Hope you're having a fantastic weekend. You know, spring is around the corner. Just saying. It's a big corner, but spring is around the corner, and the more we get sunshine, well, we can deal with these cold days. Hey, here's something fun to think about. Pygmy goats, those real little ones, okay? They're like, they look like dogs, okay? Pygmy goats develop accents as they grow older. Who knew that? Kids or young goats are able to modify their vocalizations depending on their social surroundings and often create a unifying accent that indicates membership to a certain group. So animals can have accents too. Pygmy goats, for one, that they have noticed. Kind of fun stuff. All right, that's something to chew on. And speaking of chewing, have you considered maybe, you know, it's a new year, you wanted to start off right, maybe improve your diet? Well, a lot of people, you know, have that commitment at the beginning of the year and then kind of don't follow through, but we can help you with that.
Natalie Greco is with us, a registered dietitian and certified diabetes care and education specialist, Catholic Medical Partner affiliated. So hello, Natalie. Nice to have you with us.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me today.
Oh, our pleasure. Listen, we want to definitely encourage our people starting a new diet in the new year. So what kind of advice might you have for them?
So I would say the most important thing when you're starting a new diet or you're trying to make changes is to keep the changes small and achievable. So try not to go into it, overhauling the whole diet. You really want to hone in on what are three small changes that I can work on this month. And then you kind of build from there so that you're not, eliminating, your favorite foods, taking everything out. Sometimes that can be a little bit overwhelming, and then it's hard to stick to. So I think those small, usually say 1 to 3 goals in a month, and then kind of stick with those goals and then build from there.
Okay. Now, do you see any dangers associated with these fad diets? We see a lot about going keto or Atkins or South Beach or things like that.
I feel like I hear a new fad diet every week. There's so many of them. And I do think that we have to be careful with fad diets, especially the ones that you see that are eliminating entire food groups. When you eliminate entire food groups, you tend to shift and then you overly consume another food group. So, for example, a diet that's really, really low in carbohydrates tends to push you to overconsume something like animal protein, which we know can be a little bit hard on heart health. So you're better off tending to avoid those type of fad diets that are eliminating whole food groups because you're going to miss out on some key vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, things that the body really needs, and kind of going for more of a balanced approach. I think you're always going to be better off just long-term going in that direction.
How about intermittent fasting? A lot of people are doing that now.
Yes, that is definitely a hot topic right now. And I actually think that intermittent fasting can be successful. There's a lot of different ways to do intermittent fasting, different setups, different time frames, all of that. I think the most important thing with intermittent fasting is that the diet that you consume when you're, in those eating windows, as long as that remains a healthy diet. If you're doing intermittent fasting, and the diet that you're consuming when you're able to eat is not healthy, you may not get those results that you're really looking for. But I do think, a lot of people gravitate towards it because of the simplicity of it. And I do think it can be successful. I always tell people to, make sure you check with your provider, especially if you have, certain medical conditions like diabetes, heart conditions, just make sure that, they're okay with you doing it because it is kind of a different way of eating.
I think, Natalie, we forget that. We didn't put on weight overnight. You're not going to take it off overnight. But for someone who's watching what they're eating, and they're only seeing maybe a 5-pound weight loss in a month, what might you say to them? What is a healthy weight loss, let's say, for 30 days?
It really depends on the person because everyone's metabolism is very different, and it varies greatly between men and women, definitely, but also your age definitely plays a factor as well. If you're making really significant changes to your diet, I think, even if you were to lose, between 2 and 5 pounds in a month is reasonable. I think if you're finding that you're losing more than that, 10 plus pounds a month, you might have, the changes that you're making might have been really maybe just a little bit too drastic. It might be hard to stick to. So I think, that 2 to 5 pound range is a sign of really good progress.
Okay, that's awesome. Now, I know drinking water is important, but now I'm reading, hey, are we drinking too much water or being told to drink too much water? How do you weigh in on water?
I think with water, it is extremely important. I don't know that there are certain medical conditions you don't want to overdo water, obviously, but I think to keep the body hydrated, you're keeping your brain function at its peak, you're flushing the kidneys, it's important for GI health. It's really important to get that hydration in. If you're finding that you're thirsty throughout the day, it might just be your body telling you that you got to keep up a little bit more with your fluid intake. And fluid can come from, it doesn't have to be just those 8 glasses of water every day. It can come from things like soups and popsicles, Jell-O can actually be considered a fluid. You can do the carbonated water, flavored water, any way you want to do it. But you definitely want to keep that hydration going because it does fuel all the organs in the body.
Right, makes sense. Okay, so we're at least a month into the new year, and we want to make sure we're still charging at this, you know, watching our weight. So what new habits can we incorporate into our lifestyles now to make our diets the most effective?
I think one thing that is really helpful to stay on track, like you said, we're kind of already a month in, so we just want to keep that momentum going. I think if you kind of set out to change your diet, you might want to kind of put in some checkpoints for yourself. So what that means is maybe just once a week, sit down and write down everything you had to eat the day before and look back at it and say, okay, is this in line with what I set out to do? And that can be a nice, you know, kind of mental note for you. It can kind of bring nutrition back up to the forefront, because when things get hectic and busy, sometimes it can go on the back burner. So just once a week, kind of sitting down and tracking what you're taking in and making sure that aligns with your goals and how you want to move forward.
Okay. And I know that, you know, resolutions, we all have resolutions, and unfortunately they're made to be broken. So it comes to my attention that the word, our New Year's intentions, might be the better way to look at this rather than resolution.
Yes, I saw that. Absolutely. I saw that recently and I thought that is a great way to go about it. An intention allows for flexibility. And really, when it comes to, you know, our daily lives, we need flexibility, and especially with our diet. You know, we don't want to have that all or nothing attitude where sometimes with the resolution, you feel like if you didn't meet the resolution, then you failed and you move on and there goes the resolution. Whereas with an intention, it allows you a lot more flexibility and you can kind of change it as you go. So I think that's a really good way to look at it and a good mindset to have, to set your intentions and then kind of, you know, everything you do kind of works towards that intention, but it's not an all or nothing or a failure if you don't, you know, hit it right on.
I think that's a great way to look at it. We're speaking with Natalie Greco, registered dietitian and certified diabetes care and education specialist affiliated with Catholic Medical Partners. Now, if you would like to schedule an appointment with Natalie, call 716-506-0500 or visit NatalieGrecoNutrition.com for more information. That's NatalieGrecoNutrition.com for more information. And to find a Catholic Medical Partner member physician, all you have to do is visit CatholicMedicalPartners.org and click on Provider and Facility Locator at the top of the page. Hey, that's fantastic for Natalie Greco. I'm Linda Pellegrino, and you are listening to Senior Radio Buffalo.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes. Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3, HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.